Over to God. Welcome to a new semester. Amen. We're teaching this semester, Catching the Waves of Revival. We're so thankful for our apostle. Yes. Amen. Yes. I'm sure that all of you had the opportunity to be in those sessions. Yes. And so all I can say to you is that our lives, even as he was sharing in the most recent class, can never be the same if we apply and practice. And it's going to take a protracted period of time to transition. So don't be in a hurry. All right? It's a process. Because if you don't understand the term process, you can become frustrated. And then you can abort the process and miss out on the value of what this can do in your life. This is helping men and women of God around the world. So all of us are transitioning. If it's helping Apostle, it's helping us. So Father, we thank you tonight for the Darrell campus students, the online students by Roku and by the internet. We're so glad that we're saved by grace through faith. It is a gift of God. It's not of ourselves. We have nothing to boast about. We are who we are because of the grace of God that's been given unto us. We thank you for our apostle. Father, you have so blessed him. You have so used him as an example. And so as we connect properly to him and line up with this assignment, I know as he has even spoken over our lives, within 6 months' time, we will start a revolution that will sweep across this nation. So we thank you for our apostle, his family. We continue to cover them in prayer. And tonight, just illuminate us. Give us insight to what you would have us to do. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, welcome to Catching the Waves of Revival. I'll be sharing a few things with you tonight from the introduction. And hopefully we'll get into chapter one. Amen. So you can just follow along. I take notes. You can, you know, if you started reading, you're good. I say if. Okay. But just pay attention. And you, when I get to chapter one, I'll say chapter one. But the author states this fact, that revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire on the earth. Revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire on the earth. One of the things we are learning in apostolic ministry, we're dealing with a heaven to earth government, which is totally different than 99% of us learned growing up in the church world, because everything in the church world was about what? Going to heaven. Come on now. Yes, sir. Going to heaven. What church you was in? Every church I know, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, come on, children, you got to get yourself ready to go to heaven. Going up yonder. Yeah. When I get to heaven, I'm a jump and shout. Nobody going to be able to put me out. I'm a walk around heaven. And I was a Kojic boy. Our favorite song was Heaven. Oh, Heaven. Heaven is mine. I know y'all don't know all that. Don't worry about it. But if you, I'm going up yonder, all that, you know. And so we always had this paradigm that I'm preparing myself to go to heaven. That is not what Catching the Waves of Revival is all about. That is not what apostolic teaching is all about. What I want you to understand is you're in the midst of the greatest revival in the Western Hemisphere right now, because a part of revival is to bring things back to God's original plan. So in apostolic teaching, we're teaching you not to go to heaven. We're teaching you to bring heaven to earth. That makes a big difference. That will now you have a reason to live. Yes. And not be so much concerned about dying. Yes, sir. Y'all got that? Yes, sir. For Paul said, for to live is Christ. Yes. And if I decide to go, you know, to die is gain. Because if I die, that means I get out of this body and I go be with Christ. And he's, watch what he said, though. But it's more needful for you, for me to abide here, so the apostolic grace that's upon my life can be imparted to yours. Let me tell y'all something. The struggle is over. You are not here to live life on your own. Connect to the grace that's up on the apostle, and that grace will carry you to where you need to go. Now, I'm telling y'all, it makes life easy. So revival is seen as what? The breaking forth of heaven's fire on the earth. Now, we know the purpose of fire. Fire in the scriptures is a purifying agent, right? It's a purifying agent. My brother here is a jeweler. He worked in the jewelry industry for many years. You know, it takes somebody who's been in something to teach you. Okay. One of the things we found out about fire, it's used to purify gold. Amen. It gets all of the impurities out. You got to heat it up to get the impurities out. I wonder why in Matthew 3, 11 and 12, you can turn there and read it. Matthew 3, 11. I know you can't. I know I'm on iPad. Amen. This is not no new dress code either. Okay. I talked to Apostle and getting here. I want y'all to know, because see, I believe in being in order. I ain't come up here trying to establish nothing new. It's cold and I left my jacket at home. Amen. So we follow Apostle. He sets the pace and the example. Amen. So I just thought I should let you know that. All right. You in Matthew 3 and 11? King James Version? All right. Everybody read for me what it says. Now, this is John the Baptist, who was the forerunner to Jesus the Christ, huh? Carrying out his assignment. Watch what he said. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But what? But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Come on, keep reading. Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Oh, he shall. Notice that phrase. He shall. Jesus shall. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. But not just with the Holy Ghost. He added the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and fire. Because the Holy Spirit is holy. So he's going to purify us. Isn't that something? Yes. Now, we understand from what apostle have been teaching us is when we are new creations in Christ, that work was done on the inside. Come on, huh? That work was the new birth. Huh? It's the spirit of man that was born again. You understand that? It was the spirit of man that was recreated. You understand that? So we are complete on the inside. We're complete in the spirit of man. Y'all understand that? Y'all understand that? Not only were we are we complete, but the Bible says we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I mean, sin and God ain't living in the same place. So when God saved us, he meant saved us. Okay? All right? But in order for us to line up with our spirit, as apostles been teaching us, we got to get what? Our minds renewed. I'll put it another way. The book of James say, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to say all of this have to do. See, when you start talking about catching the waves of revival, what you're simply saying is, God, what are you saying now? Yeah. Everybody trying. You cannot live off of what you got last year. God wants, I shouldn't say it like that. Now, let me rephrase that. You have to add to, build up on, keep progressing, keep learning. Amen. You understand? If what you learned in the past does not line up with the now, you got to laid aside. Come on now. Because revelation is progressive. Y'all understand that? So we are learning things. All of us probably thought our soul was saved, but our soul's not saved. Amen. Oh, no. We, you know, in order to think like God, you got to purge some stuff out. Yes, up here. See, God say, my thoughts are not, and neither are your ways, saith the Lord. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your thoughts. I mean, your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So, but we can think like God. Amen. As we soak and get rid of those wounds. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So as we say, do this. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Say, do this. Say, I got to do this. Nike. Just do it. Now, watch what I'm about to tell you. See, we act like Nike in the Greek means victory. Oh, y'all didn't know that. Nike in the Bible means overcome. Just do it. See. So I want you to understand that. You have a pen on here? Okay. Be locking me out. Gotta have my notes, Reverend. All right. So you saw John the Baptist said, the one who's coming after him is mightier than me. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. Okay. Now, in order for heaven's fire to touch earth, we must understand, number one, God's heaven to earth government. Y'all got it? God's heaven to earth government. Now, in understanding God's heaven to earth government, we got to understand this. According to Isaiah chapter 9, you read it Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, 7, 8, read up in there. Listen what the Bible says. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So we have to start understanding God's heaven to earth government, right? So God's heaven to earth government is designed to usher in the kingdom of God. See, every kingdom has a government. Y'all understand? And watch this. Our kingdom, the kingdom of which all of us are a part of, is the greatest kingdom that exists. Because we are going to cause all of the kingdoms of the earth to be subdued to the kingdom of our God. Yeah. That's our assignment. See, why? What, going to heaven, God said, occupy till I come. Yes. Take over. Yes. Y'all talk about the devil too much for me. The devil can't stop. The Bible says, based upon the rock of revelation, upon this rock, I will build my church. Watch this. And the gates of hell. Now, gates to a city always represented its stronghold. The church for a long time have been acting like Satan got the power. We got to stop him. No, we don't got to stop him. He got to stop us. Because Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot, shall not prevail against the kingdom. But if the government is out of order, then the kingdom don't have no power. Our greatest problem has been because the government has been wrong. We fight each other. Without government, there's no order. Without government, there's chaos. And God is not the author of chaos and confusion. God is a God of absolute order. So he established order so we can have some power. Y'all got that? And the greatest power is one. Y'all got it? The heaven to earth government is designed to usher in the kingdom of God and to bring all things back to God's original plan. That's why Jesus would always, when they come to him with arguments, he would say, that's not how God intended it to be from the beginning. They say, oh, God, Moses says it's all right to put your wife away because she burned the beans. I know we got a lot of that. Y'all know why we have a lot of that in the church? Because people don't understand government. Right. Marriage is not just a contract. That's right. It's a covenant. That's right. And God says, my covenant, I don't break. Right. Now, see, don't get upset with covenant breakers, because covenant breakers are a sign of the end of this age.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, come on now. You understand that? People today want to break covenant for, they don't even know why.
Right.
You know, I'll tell you why. Point here. Soul problem. Paradigm problem. You understand that? That's why you need apostolic government. When you have government, but hold up, the government does the people no good unless they submit to it. Come on now. Come on. I can't be instructed if nobody can't tell me nothing. You understand? I don't want, and watch this. Most people want to blame the other person for why they leaving. Shata, speak in tongues. Oh, mama, my knee hurt. Can I get a new pair of sunglasses? You got to stop blaming others. Government don't blame. Government takes responsibility. So Jesus said, Moses permitted you to divorce because of the hardness of your heart. Come on, talk to me. But from the beginning, it was not so. Y'all might as well say amen. Because this move, what we're in right now of bringing things back to God's original plan, is to put that stuff to an end in the church. When people are submitted to government, there ain't nothing that God can't straighten out. Get your mind right. Thank you for your enthusiasm. God's heaven to earth government is rooted in the fivefold ministry gifts he placed in his church. I say it is rooted because without those fivefold ministry gifts, you don't have government. And the first gift, as we're talking about catching the waves, right? The Western Hemisphere knows nothing much about apostolic government. We do not honor our men and women of God in the Western Hemisphere like they do in places like Africa. That's why we have you ever encountered Africans? Hold up. I'm about to tell you something. They are some of the most meek people, and they are people full of humility. But one thing you can't take from them, they have a honor for their men and women of God like no other. And God wants that to be here. Because we have to understand when God send us men such as Apostle Thompson, you can't judge him after the flesh. You must see him as a man sent from God to you. Thank you. Because he is the first gift that was set in the church. And every other gift must connect to the apostle. Even the prophet must connect. I believe, and apostle alluded to it in the teaching, but Jesus trained only apostles. But they had to go through their apprenticeship.
Yes.
They came as disciples.
Yes.
They had to learn. They followed. They paid a price. But watch this now. But Jesus didn't choose his buddies. Lazarus was his friend. But he didn't make the apostolic team. Because he was not out to choose a friend. He had brothers who grew up in the house with him. But they weren't a part of his apostolic team. Come on, talk to me now. Because he wasn't trying to do things based on humanistic order. The Bible says he went into prayer all night. There were multitudes following him, but it was in prayer that Jesus, the apostle, remember, he stood in all fivefold ministry offices. Jesus stood in the office of an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. I don't have time to give you all the scriptures. Read your Bible. Apostle been having us read the New Testament. By now, you should have found all them scriptures. Now, if you need me to research and give them to you, I will. But you can find in Hebrews, he's the apostle and high priest of your faith. Yeah. Hello, somebody. You know he was called the prophet because they say, we think it's John the Baptist come back from the dead. They knew he was a prophet. You got it? And you, of course you knew he was an evangelist. Multitudes followed him. But evangelists just don't preach. Signs, wonders, and miracles follow. You know he was a pastor because he was considered to be the shepherd of the sheep. Come on now. He's the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. Hello. And you know he was a teacher because in St. John chapter 3, the man say, teacher, rabbi, no man can do the miracles that you do except God be with him. So Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. But when the Bible says that according to Ephesians chapter 4, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave these governmental gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. One Jesus, five ministry gifts. Last time I was in math class, I thought 5/5 equal one whole. So the reason he gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and teachers is so that they could be interconnected. You can't be one without all. You must have the apostle in your life. You must have a prophet. You must have the evangelist. You must have the pastor. You must have the teacher because it's all of those gifts that make Jesus in the earth realm. Are y'all with me now? That's what you're in the midst of right now. And watch this. And, oh, yes, there is rank and order because the apostle is first in order, first in rank. He is the portal. He is the one who Jesus is talking to. You understand that? You got to have that order. Submitting to a rank does not make you less than who you are. As a matter of fact, I say submission is power. When you can submit to somebody, it shows that you're secure in who you are. But if you always got to be the H, oh no, don't use that, you in class. If you got to be that top person, y'all know what I was going to say, but I'm not going there because that might be too apostolic for some people. But you know, the head Negro in charge, I say that like that. See, if you always got to be the top and you can't submit to nobody, you ain't ready for ministry. Because Jesus said the greatest amongst you, because see, Peter, come on, say ranks. You had apostles, but Peter was the chief apostle. Come on, talk to me up here. Come on. And then they had nerve enough to go vote. When Judas left, I know Bible scholars can write all that stuff in their little books about it had to be one who was there. And they give you all these little reasons why they had to choose somebody and cast lots. I never read where Jesus said you're going to cast lots for the next one. The Bible says Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus gave gifts unto men. And the next apostle that was supposed to be on the roster, I submit unto you, was Paul. Because the Bible says Jesus revealed himself to Paul. Paul's testimony was, I certify to you that the gospel that I preach ain't after man. For I neither received it from a man, neither got it from a man. It was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who apprehended me, took me on the side to himself and revealed himself to me. Now, explain to me how Paul, the chief apostle to the Gentiles, talk to me, was rank enough to talk with Peter, the chief apostle to the Jews. Because God wants you to understand government. Yes. Yes. That government begins with the apostle. And when you have men, you want to know, you really want to see apostolic ministry. You are witnessing it here now, because anytime you get men who pastor churches from around the country are willing to submit their ministry to another ministry, it tells you that the corporate is greater than the local. Apostle Thompson is not just for Darrow. He is all the way. You know. And watch this. The fact that you are here is an indication that you are being drawn into apostolic ministry. And you will operate from a grace greater than you. See, you're talking about revival. Now, watch this. The church ain't dead. We're going to have a 4-week revival. Well, I've seen revivals. What were they reviving? What happened during a revival? All the women of Woman Thou Art Loose conferences. How many of you attended? Are you loose yet? Maybe you're too loose. Hola, my shataba. E-D-D-I-E. That's Eddie. Don't speak in tongues. All right. I'm just trying to show you. No. Now watch what I'm about to say. Because see, Apostle Thompson said this with his own mouth. What good is it to have a prosperity revival if nobody's lives is turning out to be prosperous? So, revival is heaven's fire attacking society. Y'all heard that? We got to change the paradigms of the way people think, not by going to heaven, but by living heaven in the earth. Yes. All right. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So y'all understand that God wants you to understand kingdom government. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Then not only must we understand kingdom government, we must understand the work of the Holy Spirit in the earth realm. No government apart from him. All fivefold ministry gifts. Guess who give them the power to stand in what they stand in? The Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. All right. Now, when you understand that, Jesus didn't do anything, nothing. Everything he did was because of the inner working of the Holy Ghost. Y'all got it?
Amen.
Now, that's the same thing for us. Because in Acts chapter 2, after Jesus was training his apostles, isn't that right? Who did Jesus train? Say apostles.
Apostles.
Don't forget this lesson. You haven't heard this in this manner. We thought he was training apostles. He ordained 12 men and made them apostles. You don't hear nowhere where Jesus say he got a prophet on that team. They were apostles. All the other gifts began to manifest as they were connected to the apostolic ministry of apostles. Thank you. That's what he did. He trained those men. And he say, now those who connect to you, the flow will continue. So you will study the book of Acts and you will find out there were certain prophets and teachers. Acts chapter number 13. Read your Bible. It's in there. As they fasted and prayed, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work where I called them to. So you don't even get to go in ministry if the Holy Ghost ain't called you to it. And he ain't going to send you on your own. He got some people he can talk to. It's best for him to talk to somebody about you than for you to get a revelation on your own. Y'all kind of quiet. You don't think I know what I'm doing. Baby, let me tell you something. I know my name is Ron Wilbert. No, Wilbert Ronald Walker. I know that. Birth certificate, mama, everything. But I also know something else. I'm not doing this because I was bored with my preacher. This is a calling. And when you are called, he equips you. But you never get too big where you can't connect to somebody.
That's
because I needed to go farther than where I was. And so God said, I got just a man. Y'all remember the song, I'll Take You There? Come on, don't pluck now. You know you ready to shake and everything. I know a place. Look at y'all. Y'all ready to start shaking in here. Ain't nobody. Yeah, all right. Y'all know. Yeah, y'all know it. All right. But see, when God wants to bring you to the next level in your life, listen to me. He will connect you to somebody who is there by reason of experience. Apostle Thompson qualified. They got many people that could submit, but they too big. They won't submit. Because sometimes you too big to submit. All right. So now you have to understand the inner working of the Holy Spirit. It's God at work in you, both to will and to do of all of his good pleasure. God is at work in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. So in Acts chapter 2, what did you find in Acts chapter 2? Remember John said he would baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power? And with fire? The Holy Ghost and with fire. Y'all remember that? Well, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place. And one accord, suddenly they came from heaven, the sound of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Did you notice it said there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. So they weren't just baptized with the Holy Ghost. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's why when Peter got up and preached his first apostolic message, all messages point to Christ. See, he's the center of why we preach and what we do. See, you understand that there is no revival if people aren't returning to Christ and to his government and to his lordship. Watch this. The purpose of the church is so we become Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, that is the purpose of why God gave the fivefold ministry gift, to perfect, to mature the church. So when people see us, they say, them people been with Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Now, look, class in at 8:45. I don't have nothing working. Do not throw something at me. OK, I just thought I said, help me back there, Miss Jackson. Huh? Oh, you thank you. She said, you're doing OK, Reverend. You ain't getting too far. I ain't gonna fire you yet. OK, so y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, watch this. Y'all want that fire to get stirred up in you?
Yes, sir.
You got to fan it.
Amen.
All right. Huh? Right. Y'all never, I ain't no the little getting the Jeep boy, go out there with the tent and all that. Let me stay at my house where they got a heater and stuff. But y'all remember seeing the movie where they get down there and the fire going out and they trying to get it and they start waving their hand, right? Right? Fanning it, right? Why are they fanning it? Oxygen. The more oxygen you get, what happens? The more it ignites, right? Huh? Well, watch this. The Holy Spirit's on the inside of you. The more you pray in tongues, the more you fan in the fire. No wonder Paul said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. Yet in the public, I'd rather speak words that you can understand than to stand up here and act spiritual to you because I could speak in tongues. The problem with the Pentecostal movement is that they put so much emphasis on speaking in tongues. Hello. But it was only the one-time experience. Not to pray in tongues, huh? Which when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're building yourself up on your most holy faith. When you pray in tongues, you're strengthening yourself with might in your inner man. See, when you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. Yeah, why are you building up yourself? Because the enemy ain't playing. Yes. So watch this. You under attack. Y'all ready for something? I'm going to say this to you. Somebody need what I'm about to say tonight. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Why are you just going to lay down and let the enemy have his way? You better go watch War Room and learn how to fight. Yes. You don't fight the enemy in the flesh. You got to know how to go into the spirit world where your authority is. Y'all ready for what I'm about to say? The problem ain't the person, it's you. You can't be stopped. So don't let somebody else stop you. Somebody connected to you, quit tripping. I tell you what, when you're in covenant, you got more power than what you think.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. All right, watch this. I am the protector of my wife's body. Now watch what I'm about to tell you. I tell her, I don't care what the doctors tell you. Nothing can take you out. Because you connected to me. And we be one. Now watch the power of one. When you become one, nothing can be withheld from you. See, my wife feel a pain of being sick, but I'm one with her. I can't feel her pain, but I can be her power. Because oftentimes when you're the one getting hit, you the one who ain't feeling the pain can pray at a greater level. Come on, talk to me. Now act like you heard that before. You ain't never heard that. That's the power of one. See, the two be joined together become one flesh. One. Okay, then if I'm one with her, Jesus didn't want his body sick. So watch this. That's why apostles say if I'm sick, it's in my head. Huh? Because something done blocked me out from my connection with the one who said you heal. He don't feel no pain. He took it already. Okay. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
See, this is a whole nother realm of ministry. We're not here to play school. If you're going to spend your time to get away from your family, you need to go home with something that you can turn some stuff around. I'm the chief up in here. Devil, you got to go. I think my time up. I see people walking out there. Got 3 minutes? So they got 3 minutes. No, y'all ain't get me in trouble. I'm a 3 minute, keep it rolling, nothing. I'm about to stop in 1 second. Hold up here. Oh, Jesus. All right, I'll close with this statement. God cannot reveal himself unless men prepare themselves in accordance with God's revealed word. Now, why am I leaving you with that? Because in order to connect to catching the wave, you got to make a connection to somebody who's going before you. Okay, read chapter number 1 of your books and we'll see you then.